live on the mics right now. Okay? Go for it.
This meeting is called to order.
We can't hear you.
There we go. That was
me. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
That was okay. Me. Sorry.
That's fine. Okay, if you can't hear any of us, please raise your hand to tell us. Because we don't know. We can hear each other, but that's it. Okay, the agenda for tonight. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities will be taken care of. Supporting material provided to the board council, members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's office and is also available and will be available at the county's website. Okay, board members, let's see, where are we? Ellie Deaver, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers, Sandra Walters, E.J. Guy. Our secretary is Tammy Harris. Our county liaison is Dr. Brian Paulson. Call to order. Invocation. Pledge of Allegiance. Jane, could you do that, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now we have a roll call. Okay. I'm here, Ellie Deaver. Kyle?
Here.
Did you not hear?
Donna Moore here.
Sandra Walters here.
Okay, all of us are here. Thank you. Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board council by majority vote. Okay, approval for the minutes of March 15th. Do I have an approval? A motion?
I motion we approve the minutes for March the 15th.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay, approval of the agenda for April 12th. And whole combine or delete any items for possible action.
I'll approve the agenda for April 12th.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Next, I want to talk about something first before we get on to what's going on next. Everybody that needs to speak to someone, they have 3 minutes to talk. Meaning, ask questions, make a comment, okay? When somebody's making a presentation, we are not going to interrupt them, and just like I'm not going to let anybody interrupt you as you're speaking. So you need to put your hand up when it's time, but please pay attention to what's going on so we're not repeating the same questions, and this will help everybody get to a really good place. so everybody can be heard. Okay? Okay, we'll receive a report from Metro Police regarding activities and statistics during the past month and other area crimes concerned.
Officer Stevens, STEVENS, McLaughlin Metro Substation. It's 101 Civic Drive, McLaughlin, Nevada, 81029. Okay, the stats for March of this past year, we had 20 calls for service, which there was a decrease of 13% from last year, which is good. Searchlight citations, we wrote 87 citations. There was no arrest for anything up here all of last month. And that's it. And I'll stick around if anyone wants any questions.
Okay, are there any questions right now on this for Officer Stevens? Okay, we're fine. Good, thank you, Officer. Okay, receive a report from the Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. Okay, we don't have anyone here at the moment. Next, receive a report from Kim Colton with Searchlight Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Hi, Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. I apologize, I was not here last month to give the statistics for February, but it was a slow month and it was comparable to 2016. So in February we had 7 calls and in 2016 we had 8 calls, so about the same. In March, though, we were down 22% from 23 calls in 2016 to 18 calls in 2017, 17 being medical and 1 pretty big fire. Oh, always be safe out there and make sure if there's wood burning, there's not extra wood next to it. So, on April 29th, we will be doing a bake sale during the Laughlin Run, which will also be selling our volunteer t-shirts, if anyone would like that. We'll be at Terrible Herbs, most likely the gas station, and we thank Terrible Herbs for allowing us to use the facility, and with all the travelers going through, it's a good way for us to raise money to help our volunteer station. Also on May 14th, we will have our annual Mother's Day breakfast from approximately 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So everyone is welcome, and it's always a great turnout.
Anyone have any questions?
Thank you.
We received a report from Judge Richard Hill at the Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities during the past month. Judge Hill?
Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Judge Hill, H-I-L-L, 1090 Cottonwood Cove Road. Just a few statistics from our court for the month of March. We had 1 arraignment. We had no preliminary hearings. Status checks for 15. We had 3 trials. And no in custodies. And then what we call traffic in court, about 7. 72-hour video appearances, they happen on Mondays when we look into CCDC for those that have been arrested over the weekend. We had 8. We give them arraignments and tell them their rights. Court rations, warrants, there were 39 sent out this month, first month of March. Protection orders, we did 2. Citations combined, Metro, Highway Patrol, and Park Service was 187. And if you'd like to see your court in action, criminal court, April 18th, traffic court, April 19th, and then again in May 2nd, and traffic May 3rd. Just a side note, I'm an exerciser, like a lot of you folks walk the path out here, and I met the crew. As a matter of fact, they're having a barbecue. I got a hamburger out of it. Big crew out there, carpenters, cement people, all kinds of stuff to finish up. They pour the last of the cement that changes and gets that path out of the natural wash. So there's a lot of cleanup. The fence is still there, but that project is pretty much wrapped up. And that's all I have. Any questions about the court? Okay.
Thank you, Judge.
All right.
Okay, receive a report. Okay, receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. You don't have anything?
No. No.
Okay.
Next, receive report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system and water usage. Okay, I have a huge Greg Campy here this evening. Okay, statistics March 2017, treated an average of 40,000 gallons per day. March 2016 had an average of 38,000 gallons per day. There is the difference of flow increased 2,000 gallons per day for the last year at this time. Okay, service complaints, sewer service complaints, no sewer service complaints for the month of March 2017. Call before you dig, there were zero searchlight tickets received for March 2017. And if you need to find out in the back, we have a flow chart. They have it in the back, so you can look and see if you need to see something different. Okay. Receive a report from Richard McCliff with Park and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming events.
Sorry, I was late again.
It's like a third time I've been.
Richard DeClerc, Clark County Parks and Recreation Program Supervisor. Got our numbers here for, it's March really, but it's April report. We did 658 total attendance for the month. That's up from 399 in February last year. We did have a couple of rentals and meetings and stuff here. That counts for our numbers. We ran seven programs during that month. Some of you may know one of our workers was out with recovering from surgery. So we ran a few less programs that month, but with the rentals and the special events and stuff, we actually ended up with a good number. We've also been working with the library to help get some of their dual number count. So that's been going well. Upcoming special events, this Saturday is the 2017 Egg Run. It's gonna be up here at the baseball field. We want people to pre-register for that. A lot of that has to do with just the way that our department looks at our computer system. The registration is free, so it's literally just us getting names, birthdays, that kind of stuff, so we can put it in. We have a lot of cool stuff planned. It'll probably be a little different setup. Obviously, I think you guys usually do it at the community park. We're going to do it up here. Pretty much every egg run I've run over the last 8 years, we run on a baseball field. It works out really nice because it's already fenced, all that kind of stuff. So we'll have right around, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 eggs that we'll have out. Yeah, it's a lot. like 3,000 to 4,000 eggs. We'll have loose candy that we throw out. So there's some of the eggs have little tickets in them to win some baskets. We will have our bounce house out here, and we will have the giant hamster balls out here, which are basically these big, gigantic balls, are about 12 feet tall. Kids can get in them and like run in them on a track. So that stuff will be out here. If you register ahead of time for the event, you get free passes for those. Part of what we're trying to do is make sure we start getting people registered for the event. So when I report numbers back at the end of each month, I can show them like, hey, you can check these in the computer. These are people who registered for programs here in Searchlight. So that's important for us. It's important for where the direction our department is going. So we want to get as many people registered for that as possible. If people don't have a chance to register, they'll be able to come the day of the event and register. Depending on how many of the ride passes and stuff we have, we printed a ton of them, so hopefully we have enough to just give them out. Our goal is not to have to charge anyone. In Laughlin, we run the same thing. If they don't pre-register, they pay $1 to ride the rides. So, so that's going to be a fun event. We'll have music, all kinds of stuff. So, like I said, it'll be right on here. Everything will be up here, and it should be a really good time for people to come and kind of enjoy a nice community event. As far as updates, Searchlight Community Park swings being replaced. So I have no update on here. I happen to have talked to the person who's waiting for the parts for the swing. This swing set, I guess, is some different kind of connection it uses. So they have those on order. They did not give me a time, though, like an unofficial time, that those would be fixed. So they're waiting. Again, it's one of those weird process things, procedural things that we have to go through. We need to get those parts through our maintenance facility or our facilities, and they need to install them. I can't just go buy them at Home Depot and put them up. But hopefully we get those up and running soon. The no motor vehicle signs on the Rexville Trail, I gave an update on that last town board. Since then, I've talked with our maintenance crew and a little bit with the guys who were redoing the trail out here earlier. And basically, I got permission to order signs. I ordered 5 signs that are large no motor vehicle signs, and we're going to get those installed at a couple different places throughout, and hopefully that will be some deterrent. But as far as like a chain and stuff, and like poles and chains, they were not super receptive to that, and the cost and plans, and again, it's a procedural thing where it's not as easy as just go digging a hole, putting a pole in, and putting a chain up on our end, unfortunately. So we're going to try the signs and see if that gets to anywhere. They'll be bigger. They're 12 by 8 foot, so 12 inches tall by 8 inches wide. So they're much bigger than the signs that are currently out there that I reported last meeting. Last meeting, you guys also asked about the parking lot being resurfaced. So I put a request in. I didn't get the request until the 29th of March, and I'm waiting to hear back from that. I just put in a normal work order, and they're going to direct it to whoever needs to get that, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're probably going to have to send that to some kind of planning thing and see if we currently have a resurfacing contract with someone that they can add this to it, do that kind of stuff. So that is out there as far as trying to get the parking lot here resurfaced. Other than that, I do not have anything else to report on. Is there any questions from the board? Yes.
I have one more thing. We're going to have a throw blanket, tie blanket class on the 21st, Friday the 21st.
There you go, Friday the 21st. Tie blankets. Anything else?
Kim?
Go ahead.
Kim Gold, 675, you're signing in. But we were out here at a wedding the other night, and I noticed coming out to the parking lot, it's very dark at night. I don't know if somebody can address that and see if the lighting, but it's dim lighting, very dim lighting.
And where were you coming?
Just coming out of the entrance here to the parking lot.
It's very dark. I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed it after these meetings when we all walk out together that it's a little dark. I have no idea. I've never even looked to see if there's light poles in the parking lot. If there's not, I don't know. I could ask about it. But I could put that on there and try to get an update on it. It might be a little tougher than normal.
Jane? Yep.
Jane over 210 North Montana. This happened years ago. This was not my idea. It came to be when everybody was yelling about the light, all the light and everything. And so the county came out and put some environmental light in our parking lot, which is very hard to see. Searchlight's dark anyway. I mean, we don't have the neon and everything else that a lot of the other places have. So that may be something that we could add if we decide that maybe we do need a little bit more light out here, because we have a lot of elderly people in town, and they do come here, and so that may be something want to be looked at. And I do want to thank you for taking the issues of the parking lot and the other thing in hand and going with it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. Rich, I know that originally when we moved here, that was in 99, that the light, they had that big lights out there that Jane's talking about.
Okay.
One thing, though, you could almost see it from Calaveri as you were driving. That's how bright it was. So it was a lot of light pollution. I do believe that we need more lights, but not those that are up there, more spread out that people can see in the parking lot, because you know what it's like to walk out here.
Yeah.
You have to find out.
I'm pretty sure that the lights that are currently like on the front of the building here and stuff are on photocells. So photocells is basically a solar panel on the light, collects energy during the day, and then at night once the cell reads the light level is low, it will click that on. And those are usually not very bright lights. That's what we use at like our pools and stuff like that in Clark County, a lot of that. So I don't really know like what the layout is out there, but it could be something with like maybe they don't have direct power lines running under there, that they couldn't pull power lights like that. And I don't know what kind of light you had before, unfortunately, as far as like the setup of it. I mean, it was bright or whatnot, but I don't know if it was on a, so it probably wasn't on a photo cell, so it was probably pulling power from
the, it's on power.
It was probably pulling power from the building. Maybe, I don't know.
We'll find out.
So, I'll have to go back and look. Did the town advisory board request that the light be changed at some point? Does anyone know?
We'd like brighter lights, please.
Well, I mean, back then, did they request that they take
everybody,
because
it was so bright. I'm not kidding.
I'll ask. I'll ask about it. But I just want to. There, if they come back to me and they're like, "Well, they told us to take the lights out," like I want to be able to have an answer for that. So, okay, so that's fine.
Kim.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
And the concern would basically be where the danger is when you exit out, is tripping over one of the concrete.
Yeah.
So the main focus of the light doesn't mean to me that the exterior parking lot would be just the front of
the building
just coming out. It is a very dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that might be easier for us to pull lights off the building as opposed to like building light poles.
Oh, yeah.
That I can imagine would take a long time and cost a lot of money, but I can ask. That's, you know, unfortunately, I don't do the lights. I can just ask about them and tell them that we want some lights.
Perfect. Yep. Anybody else?
Yes.
You in here? Okay, fine. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Receive a report from Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs. Okay, let's see, Noreen or Amanda. Okay. Receive a report from the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. Anyone from the Park Service? Kim?
Has anybody contacted the new Park Service director down there to inform them of these meetings?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, receive a report from Janice Kosecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities. I think Janice is not here. Okay, receive a report from Judy Mundorf regarding the Searchlight Wind Energy Project.
Judy Mundorf, Grandpa's Road. For those of you who were here at the meeting last week for the management plan for the ACEC, I heard it from BLM's lips that project is being shut down. So right now, we're still waiting to try to figure out what BLM is going to do with the Met Towers, the three towers with all of the wires. And I believe there's something in the documents we've had that they have to have them out by July this year. A little bit of an update on the Crescent Peak Wind. I think I mentioned earlier that myself and several other people in the Basin Range Watch Foundation had written letters to BLM asking them to make the entire part of Southern Nevada industrial wind free. Well, now a whole other group has picked that up, and there was a letter went out last week to John Roush, the state director for BLM, and to Tim Smith, the local Las Vegas, Southern Nevada manager or whatever, signed off by 10 different non-government groups, NGOs, including like Nevada Wilderness Society, on and on and on, about the same thing, to not have Crescent Peak Wind over there and to not have any industrial wind in the southern tip of Clark County. Any questions?
Any questions? Okay, thank you, Jim. Okay, any announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events? Anyone have anything different? Okay. Next, I receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public work concerns.
Last month, I reported a damaged curb outside of the park. The public works guys had taken care of the damaged curb. I reported two street lights out, one in front of the post office. Many people might have noticed that metal poles on now. And another one I recorded was on up the 164, sort of in front of the Endod yard. And that's all I have to report.
Anyone else have anything on this? Do you have any lights out that they need to show a crowd up? Okay. Planning and zoning? Do we have nothing there? Okay, next is general business. And we have an update provided by Dennis Cohen, board member, Veterans Training Fund, regarding Veterans Training Camp operation in Searchlight.
Good evening. My name is Genghis Cohen. That's C-O-H-E-N. My address is, well, I have an address here in Searchlight, which is number 3 Renegades Mines Road, which is on the Oregon, at the end of the Oregon's Trails Road, if you weren't familiar with it. I just wanted to come tonight to sort of give a brief explanation about what we're doing on the piece of property that we have out in Searchlight. The town manager reached out to me and asked me if we would come and give a presentation because he said there was a lot of concerns about what we're doing. So I just wanted to come, meet the board, answer any questions if there were any. We purchased the property almost a year ago. It was initially purchased, first of all, for personal use, but also we have our own non-profit, which is called the Veterans Training Fund. The Veterans Training Fund is based in Las Vegas. And what it does is it focuses on taking veterans and helping them to assimilate into civilian life by taking the skills that they learned in the military and helping them transpose those skills over into civilian life. I'm a veteran myself. I taught my business partner, Tim Larkin, who's an ex-Navy veteran, and John Nettles, who's an ex-Army veteran. Tim's my business partner, and John is our director of range operations. Our goal with the facility initially was just every now and again to do an odd event out there. We'll bring veterans and their families out, maybe have a fun day for the veterans out there, and also take the veterans and let them utilize the facility to hone their skills in either becoming firearms instructors, becoming instructors for CCW, becoming instructors for team building. We have a rock climbing wall out there. We also have a fast rope tower out there. Our goal is also to build a confidence course out there at some point. And what we'd like to do is utilize the veterans to bring different groups in and have them train those groups and in the process get trained themselves and how to utilize those skills that they learned in the military and transpose them over into civilian life. Predominantly, we've also been approached by a number of government agencies who would like to utilize the facility to do some training there as well. We've met with Lieutenant Harry Fagel from Laughlin. They've expressed an interest in utilizing the facility to do their range qualifications because at the moment they have to drive all the way to Las Vegas to do their range qualifications, so it would save them a lot of time if they could utilize it here. Las Vegas SWAT also hope to use the facility to do some of their training as well. And we aren't charging any of this. Is all done by donation. The only thing that we ask is that when these government agencies come in, they utilize the veterans that we have in the program to facilitate that and act as instructors in the program. So it's kind of a neat situation where the veterans get an opportunity to work in a civilian world, and the community, or in this case police departments, those type of military agencies, they get use of the facility at no cost to themselves.
Great. Do the public have any comments?
Yes.
Okay. Jane, first, please ask me one at a time, and we'll do it this way.
Jane over in IAM, a veteran. I would like to know, after reading the paper, what was said in the newspaper, it didn't come across from Commissioner Sisolak like that. And anyway, the way it came across in the newspaper, and, oh, let me get my glasses on. I'm an old veteran. I am a disabled veteran. It's Commissioner Sisolak, Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak, said he is astonished by the creative and possible dangerous attractions that are in southern Nevada or are in the development pipeline. Here's a sampling. Anti-terrorist boot camp. Sislak said he heard a presentation from someone who wanted to develop an attraction near Searchlight. Under the plan, Sislak said participants would learn to rappel from a helicopter, escape from wrist bindings within a secure bunker, and ride a motorcycle while shooting a gun. He claimed there was a huge market for this, Sislak said. Maybe it's to train to be bodyguards. So what this says, and what went out to the public, is a far different thing than what you're saying. So what I have been hearing from people that live in the area near you is that there's more going on that is disturbing the neighbors. And so I just wanted to have you aware that I know you're a nonprofit, we have nonprofits, and that I'm the head of the Searchlight Museum Guild nonprofit and museum. And so I don't understand, you know, to be a nonprofit, you have to go through a lot of different things with the state of Nevada. And, or at least we did many years ago. So I just totally don't understand why we're hearing two different things from the newspaper and Commissioner Sislak and from yourself.
Thank you, Jamie.
I'm actually familiar with that article, and that's not referring to us. It's referring to a group. Tim, what's that crazy Israeli guy's name? What's his name?
CRI.
It's referring to a group called CRI. CRI have tried to get a special use permit before. They were turned down by the county because the individuals that requested that, the county turned them down flat. That's not us, that's actually a separate group, and they now train at the El Dorado Hills Range, which is just outside of Boulder City. Completely separate group to us. If you Google or research CRI, you'll see that that's actually the group that's doing that. And they've applied for a special use permit again, but my understanding from the county is they're not going to be approved for it. And they've asked to use our facility, but we've turned them down.
Okay. Jane?
So with the training you're talking about, with the guns and things like that, and I understand it's veterans, and I understand where you're going with. I'm a past commander for the state of Nevada Disabled American Veterans. So I'm very well of all the different things we like to do for our veterans to help them on to different things and what they have gone through. But as far as I think what we're concerned about and what I hear the people talking about is the guns. If this is not your group, then I'm sorry that I put this here into this, because this is what I was understanding what was going on out there. And we have been hearing a lot of helicopters around lately, and I'm hoping it's just touch and go training. I would like to find out if you're on, how much acreage do you have?
We have 10.6 acres.
10.6 acres.
Yes, ma'am.
So when you're using a shooting range, do you have it totally protected where nobody can get behind the bullets and things like that?
I'll shoot the microphone. Yes, we do. We've built many ranges. In fact, John Nettles, who's sitting over here, he's built a number of ranges before he built the ranges for the Special Forces, Army Special Forces, their main range. So we have built berms that are approximately 6 or 7 feet high, and they're in a U shape. And then behind that is an additional backstop. We've also had Lieutenant Fagel out there. He's seen the facility.
Okay, I need to have someone else speak a second.
You're shutting. Excuse me, I saw very blind. You're shutting in front of me. I don't like
it. Okay, excuse me. I need you to speak into the mic and state your name and address, please.
My name is Sally Poon, and I live out on Oregon property. I've lived there for almost 30 years. I've owned the property that long. I have 18 and a half acres. And I can see them firing their guns right down in front of my house.
is very unnerving, very scary. There's rapid fire. There's single shots. You were there today from 11 until lunchtime, and you're back till 3, and this fire, it was you and a girl.
It wasn't me, it was actually John, but it wasn't me.
Oh, very well. And it's not pleasant. I hear you. I don't see you protected. There's a trail that goes down across the desert. I don't even know if you're on your own property. Do you have it? Did you have it surveyed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just saying, I'm very much against it. If there's anything we can do to stop it, I'd be very pleased.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasant. I've been there a long time. I'm old.
What do you need to do?
This? It's very exciting.
Thank you.
Okay, other question. Go ahead.
Yes. I haven't met the lady who just spoke before, but I have reached out to her husband, and I've tried to contact him. I was given his phone number. I was told when I spoke to a gentleman who received that number, actually I still have the text messages, and I've tried to reach out. Because what I wanted to do is sit down with my neighbours and say, I have two of my other neighbours here, actually Eric's one of them, and I'm more than happy to sit down with the neighbours, give them warning of when we're going to do things, make sure that it suits them, make sure that we're not firing at a time that's inconvenient for them, make sure that we can work with them. And I've tried to reach out to Mr. Russ Coon, who I don't know who he's related to, man, but I've tried to reach out to Mr. Coon multiple times, and I just keep getting hit with a wall.
Okay.
And I've invited the neighbours to come.
Well, I do suggest that really the town should have a tour of this property to see what is going on, because we're hearing things that nobody is seeing except a few people that live out that way. And I think that it would be good for the whole town to see what's going on and to hear what's going on. From what I'm hearing about the guns and the bullets and stuff and how noisy it may be out there, we need to have people see this and when it's, the things are going on and training's going on. Any other questions right now? Okay, Judge Hill, please. Oh, she's first? Okay.
Ellen Ross.
I'm sorry, what did you name?
Ellen Ross, property owner here out in Searchland, but I do live in Las Vegas. I do own the property.
Okay, I need you to speak just a little louder, please, so they can hear in the back.
I do own property. Close to your property is the Enterprise, which is 17.4 acres. I have a client. I am in real estate. I have a client, several clients that have bought property out here, and they bought it to enjoy the quiet enjoyment of the Mojave Desert, to hike, bike, go watch the wildflowers, whatever. And this other client, she owns in Oregon, which is right next to your property. She's not happy.
That's me.
No, maybe I'll get the wrong parcel.
Let's see.
I'm right next to you.
Yeah. Oh, you're next to me.
Hi.
Hang on one second here. I just wondering. So, numbers of people love the Searchlight area. They don't live here year-round. They might want to retire here. They make an investment in property because they like to fish, like to just be in a nice, quiet area right outside of Las Vegas. She emailed me today. I feel the community of Searchlight should stand firm on its land use and support the existing community and not disturb the environment of peace and quiet. It's very upsetting to people who either live here or have made an investment in this community, which means they're investing in the people as well, to find out that there's land use going on that doesn't concur with the zoning. I mean, I have never had anyone ask me if I could find them 10, 15, 20, 50 acres so they could shoot, you know, rifles and bring in helicopters. You have to have a permit for the business and an on-site permit. permit, you're running a business, even if it's for nonprofit. I don't understand how you would go ahead and bring in this type of equipment when everybody else in the area is conforming to the rules and regulations of rural land. I mean, it's beyond me. And I don't support that. I think a nonprofit is wonderful, but you're taking advantage of this entire community, which is not hip. We live right outside of the entertainment capital of the world. We are within close proximity, and hopefully we will get out of this recession, which is trying to climb out. I mean, it's wonderful that you can take advantage and buy the land, but why do you think it's okay to use, you know, rifles, whatever you do, machine guns? And I've had a couple people, I haven't heard, because I only come out here once in a while for a quiet enjoyment, go, you know, I'm still working in Vegas. But I sure as hell don't want to come out here and find that there's rifles, you know, a whole range of rifles going off right next door on the, you know, it's right at the edge of the BLM land. I mean, I'm a neighbor. I don't support that at all. And it's not in alignment with the current zoning.
3 minutes.
Okay, another question?
Well,
right. Wait, you can answer this and we'll go on. Then I have Judge Hill next and then you're right there.
So in answer to your question, before we purchased the land, we went and met with the county. And the county told us that the land around us at the time was all open rural land and that there were no people living out there or dwellings. So that's when we purchased the land, that's what we were told. I apologise, our goal is not to upset anyone and I'm more than happy to work with people. There are other things that we can do as well to eliminate the noise. If the noise is the main concern, there are things that we can do to eliminate the noise. We can suppress the weapons, do all those types of things. So that's not too much of an issue from a noise perspective. With regards to permitting, we are currently in the special use permit process for the range with Clark County. We are probably going to be coming in front of the board, I would think, within the next month to month and a half. We have a law firm that's representing us on that, and then we'll come here to the town board, and then we'll be going in front of Clark County. I've already met with some of the commissioners on what we're doing, and I hope to meet with all of them before we complete it. You're 100% right, and as of now, we have not received 1 cent of revenue from this facility, and it is not a business, and we do not advertise it as a business, and we do not operate it or offer anything out there at the moment. We have done one event out there, which was for veterans. It was in January. Some of our neighbours came to visit that, and we did one event. It was very successful. We raised some good money for the non-profit. But you're right. We can't operate out there until we have a special use permit. So you're 100% correct. But one thing I will add to that is it was in my understanding, and I may be wrong, correct me, but we do have a right to fight to shoot guns on our private land.
Okay, Judge Hill, please.
Can you hear me all right? It's a good portion of my job to stay neutral because I never know what's going to come before me. But I can't remain silent on this. You take the North Las Vegas gun range. It took years, both county, state, federal, to permit that and get permission to do that. I didn't hear that today. We have a perfectly good gun range right up the road. Two of them, one in Boulder City, one in the pro-gun that we're growing. What this smacks up to me is just supposition that all this flag raising, and we're gonna wrap the flag around veterans training, and I don't buy it. Not for a minute, I don't buy it. It sounds good, but I'd have to see better. Madam Chairman, I think your suggestion is right on, spot on. This needs to be looked into. A visit to the property would be good. I would definitely be at the county commissioners when this becomes before the county commissioners, if not a visit to Steve Sisolak's office prior to. This is not what we need in our community. I don't live close to it. I don't hear it. I don't want it. I don't want it out there. I get in my Jeep. My family gets in their dirt bikes, and they go out there. God forbid that they could wander the wrong direction. It's just not appropriate for our area. I think they found a little piece of rural property that they thought they could pull this off with. I hate to be so negative, but I am not in favor of what they're doing or the way they're couching it with veterans. It just, I don't buy it. It's not unnecessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Someone else would like to talk? Yes, please.
Good
morning.
Jack Weaver, W-E-A-B-E-R, 445 East Addition Street in Searchlight. I'm also the owner of a 40-acre piece of land called the North 40 Ranch. I'm adamantly opposed to any type of helicopter action out there, landing, taking off, in need of permit. They've been doing it without permits, and we're looking for the numbers to report them to the FAA. They have stepped on us enough. Shooting over BLM land. Dave Stoitz, who is the captain for the BLM, was out here at the BLM meeting. We approached him, showed him where all the roads, we have designated routes, above where the trail is, right across from that shooting range. There's a road at the bottom of it and a trail across the top. It goes from the stamp mill all the way out to Grandpa's Road. Two other designated routes come right back in to where the back of the range is. I just wouldn't recommend anybody riding out there in those trails until this gets resolved. And the captain is working with us to try to do that. Anyway, the peace and quiet is definitely gone out there. This is nonstop, 400 or 500 rounds at a time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Someone else? Judy.
Judy Bundorf, Grandpa's Road. Our property is approximately a mile and a half from the gun range. A week ago last Sunday, you know, it's the first time it's been really nice weather, and we went out for a walk on our property. I could clearly hear the gunfire. My husband is a veteran. My uncles are all veterans. I see that you have another business called Machine Guns Vegas. Why can you not use that in town or in the other outdoor ranges? Instead of coming out to a small rural community and people who live here for the quiet. And the minute I heard it was to help the veterans and so on, it reminded me of the book, the movie, and the true story of Chris Kyle, who tried to help a veteran with PTSD and wound up dead. What's to say that some of those veterans that are coming out don't have PTSD and decide to just shoot up the whole area? Thank you.
Someone else?
I forgot one thing. There are 10...
Okay, tell us your name again.
There are 10 residents.
Tell us your name again so we saw them there.
Jack Weaver, 445 East Addition Street, Searchlight. There are 10 residents out there. I'm just one of the 10. So the people that said there's no residents out there is not correct. These are permanent residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Someone else?
My name is Dave Sneathan, 3 Renegades Mines Road. I live right next door to him. He's a place out there. My brother lives out there. Russ lives up there on the hill. Everybody's got opinions. All of this started 4 or 5 months ago by somebody who looked out their window and didn't like what they saw. That's you, Russ. Okay. There's a lot of shooting going on, but I think the idea of open house for the board members, I don't think everybody in Searchlight needs to come tramping around.
I would want everybody in Searchlight because they live in this community.
But that's like everybody in Searchlight coming to your house or my house. Well, I don't want everybody.
I don't have guns on my property like that.
May I talk?
So
everybody in Searchlight has to drive up and down my road in front of my house.
Okay, 1 second, though.
It's all private property.
This is something that's going on in this town. So we need to have the town involved in it. Not a few people, not just the board. This needs to be addressed.
Okay, I agree. That's what we're doing tonight.
So we are, no, this is not it. This needs to be addressed by the town. This is who it's affecting.
How is it affecting?
Well, let's see. I live on the other side of town. I hear the helicopters, okay? I don't need to hear them.
Well, you ought to tell the people that are flying the helicopters. Not him, because he hasn't been flying them over there.
They said...
Fair enough. We have had helicopters over there, but we were asked by the county to
not
stop,
to do it.
And we stopped.
Right.
So if there, and just to add to that, there is an airport right at the other side.
I know. I live on the other side, so I know.
And people fly. Mm-hmm. I know people. I'm a pilot myself.
Mm-hmm.
I fly to it all the time. So there are going to be helicopters flying around here. I know three friends that fly there all the time.
Okay. Well, my husband's a certified flight instructor, so when they go over our house, I hear it. And it doesn't come over that many times. Not what I'm hearing from over here.
Those aren't his helicopters. They come right over my house. 500 feet off the ground.
They shouldn't be.
Some of them don't have numbers to turn in. Okay?
Well, okay.
But I live there, and I just wanted to say what I wanted to say. All right?
Okay, you said
but I don't think everybody in town should be driving through private property, by the way. You can't just drive through there. It's private property.
Okay, well, let's see. We'll deal with this when that happens. Yes, please.
Eric Seethen, S-N-E-T-H-E-N. I live on Oregon Trail and Three Renegades Mines Road. My wife and I have the animal sanctuary out there. I've been out there since 2003. That is a private road, and I'm telling you right now, I am not inviting anyone from this town to come out and drive on my road. That's my road that I maintain, and you have no right to come out there. Now, if the town board wants to come out there, maybe my brother and I will authorize you to. But everybody in town, you are not welcome, including Judge Hill. Now, I think Judge Hill should have done some investigation before he comes up here and badmouths a good man. Anyway.
Thank you. Someone else have a talk? Want to say anything?
Just get out of control.
Russell Coon. Oregon Trail number 3. You've lived in that residence for the last 30 years.
I need for anyone that wants to have a talk, please talk outside because someone's speaking right now. Thank you.
I'll stop over. We are in that location. Today they were out there shooting, I don't know if this was, but it sounded like cannons. They were less than 1,000 feet from my front door. We looked down watching for target practice. And boom, 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 boom. From
sticking
about noon until 4 o'clock this afternoon. You guys can hear me. They don't need
me. Yeah, they need to get you too.
I couldn't hear that. But I'm deeply opposed to have a gun shooting range right there. Take it away, the neighbors do fine. Think, think. Once or twice. But all day long, And the amount of damage that could be done with one of those bullets had it ricocheted the wrong direction, I'd hate to think about it. Come summertime when it's nice and hot out there, a ricochet bullet could start a bonfire or a grass fire, and this desert is goes up in one big flame. I'm opposed.
Someone else
would
like to say something? Kim?
Colton, 675 US 195. I live in town. I do not hear any of the noise, so I can't speak against it. I can understand the residents' concern. They are bordering there. I would have to disagree with you, though, is that if he were to, Mr. Cohen, open his home to the town board, the town board would then be able to report to the town the rest of it. It shouldn't be something that the rest of us should subject this gentleman to. So, but I would like the town board to be able to go and to understand And what it seems like needs to happen, because he is an special use permit, would be to definitely develop some standards or concerns. And he already, Mr. Cohen seems like he wants to address them, so it would be more of a concern there to build up the berms higher, or like he addressed, just figuring out how to dampen the noise. And as far as helicopters, if we all had a helicopter, I would be landing one at my house too. But I think, you know, as long as the permitting and everything is there, he has the right to do that. But all the permits must be in place.
Okay, does someone else have something? Okay, the board. Someone else have something?
No, I just asked that some of the things.
Okay, I just want to see the board, then we'll go. Anybody have any questions? From the board.
I just have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have no concerns with it out there. I think it really is a veterans organization, and you're helping train our veterans. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think some of the concerns would be some of the residents have addressed the PTSD issue and other things. Kind of, you know, that's a concern for everybody in town. But it's your property. As long as you get the correct permits and it's legal and everything is there, I don't think anybody would want to go to my property and tell me I can or cannot do something because I own that property. As long as I'm legal about it, it should be my decision to do that. So as long as you're following through and you're handling everything legally and it's okay, we can object, but I can object to the guy next door to me that runs his motorcycle, but that's his property. I can't stop him. You know, everybody in town has quads, they like to go out in the desert, but we have a lot of people in town that don't like the noise of them zipping up and down through the desert either. But they have the right to do that. You absolutely have the right to do that.
Okay, I have a question. I'm not happy about having tons of people coming in here, different groups to come in. I'm not talking about the veterans, but I'm talking about other people coming in groups and gonna have functions going on there. Yet we're talking, and that's what you said, right? You were going to have people coming in.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. So, and then we're talking about people that don't want somebody to go on their private property on their roads. So how come it's okay for them to do that? And yet the town can't go out and see this. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense if you're going to let groups come in. You don't own all those roads out there, right?
No, ma'am.
That's what I'm saying. So how does that happen?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you right now. Okay, so, do you see what I'm saying? It's like you're going to bring people in.
The only thing I would ask is that if...
Please come up and talk about that, please.
I have no problem if anyone, like we invited all our neighbours to come out when we did the first veterans event, and two of them did come out. They loved what they saw. And I'd be more than happy for everyone on the board to come out. However, I don't want to upset my neighbours, and Eric has been a great neighbour to me. So I would ask that we don't have an open invitation to the whole town. If we want to do it in small groups, maybe, but I'd have to discuss that with Eric. I personally don't have a problem with people seeing what we're doing out there at all. I'm open to it, but I can understand what Eric says, because Eric maintains that road. It is a dirt road, and if you have a lot of traffic on it, the groups that we bring out will be small groups, and they will be infrequent. They will not be frequent groups. So we're not going to be out there every single day shooting. Now, I know some people have said that we're out there every day shooting, and I know recently we have been, because we've been testing some programs. John's been out there testing stuff for us, but our goal is, once it's up and running, to be out there 2 or 3 days a week, and that's it. And on those 2 or 3 days a week, we may not be shooting live rounds. We may be shooting what's called UTM, which is like a small paintball. I think a prime example of part of the confusion, ma'am, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name, but you were mentioning that not last Sunday, but the Sunday before, you were hearing shots. John and I were down on the river fishing, and there was nobody shooting on our property the Sunday prior. We were actually out on our boat fishing. So down at the river,
and automatic rifle fire from that direction, and
I would be 100% honest. We were shooting today, and if we were shooting, I would say so. But it's a prime example of a lot of people shoot in that area. I've heard other people shooting, and it's not us. We, though, do the majority of shooting in that area, and I 100% agree to that. I don't want to upset the community. I don't want to, you know, ruin people's sanctuary. I understand that. I get that. And I'm more than happy to work with people. on that. When we purchased the piece of property, it wasn't our goal to set up a full-time firing range. I do have a full-time gun range in Las Vegas. We serve about 36,000 people a year, and that's what we do. But that's not what we ever planned to do out here. And also an answer to the judge's questions, and I think he may have left, but we have tried to set this up at Clark County. I have met with Commissioner Sislak twice. My partner Tim and I have met with him twice. We offered this to the county, and we offered to donate it to the county. So if anyone's questioning our thought process, or that we are masking this under veterans, to be honest, I'm a little offended by that, because that's not what we're doing. We offered it to the county, and the way that the county works, we couldn't do it. In other words, what we said, we want to set this up to train the veterans. The county came back to us and said, unfortunately, Commissioner Sislak wanted it to happen in a heartbeat. He asked us to actually take over the whole of the Clark County shooting facility. But we couldn't do it because what they wanted us to do is donate the money, and then they have to decide where the money's spent. And so there was no guarantee that we would even get the facility we needed to train the veterans. And that's why we went this route. We do use the other ranges in town. So, for example, we use the El Dorado Hills Range, we use the Pro Gun Club Range, and every now and again, we use the Clark County Shooting Park. This is a very specialized facility, and that's why we've built this facility. Mr. Kern, who came up, I've tried to reach out to him multiple times and say, I've invited him to come to the property, hasn't happened. So I'm more than happy to work with people. You know, we're not just trying to come in here and steamroll over people. It's not our goal.
Okay. Another question from me, and that would be, are you going to lead tours from Vegas to here to shoot?
No.
Okay. Anybody else have a question?
And just so you know, we have 78 acre property in Sand Valley, and that's where we do that. So any of our outdoor shoots are either done at the Pro Gun Club or they're done at Sandy Valley.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
Jeff Weaver. I'd just like to know how come the county hasn't given all us property owners out there some type of those postcards when they're going to have to give out special use permits on doing all this. We haven't heard anything. And every time you have a change in town, I mean, someone puts a green roof on instead of a brown roof. They give you a card for it and tell you what's going to happen. I haven't heard a darn thing. I got 3 parcels out there. Thank you.
I spoke to the county about this, and no one yell at me because this is just what the county told me. The county told me that there is no one close enough to our piece of property with a registered dwelling with the county that they can send a card to, and that's from the county. So you may want to check that. But if you look at the parcels around my property, per the county assessor's map, it is considered open rural land with no dwellings on it, and it is taxed by the county accordingly.
Yeah.
Jane. So that's what the county told me. That's not what...
Well, I'm just... Jane, please come up. Thank you.
I was going to bring this up in a special after I could make community talk. But this is what I've been trying to let these boards know for a while, that apparently there's been a failure between the county and maybe they're way too busy. I know they've got a lot of development and things going on, and land use. And they're not coming before the board prior to. I've noticed lately a lot of the things have been kind of passed over or have been come through somewhere else in the county, and then we get notice that it's going to the county board for approval. And that's not the way it happened for years. And so I brought... And I will talk to you later about that in the community issue thing that I brought with me that this board needs to look into. But as far as what I'm hearing, I'm not surprised that the county is not aware that there are people on that property. I mean, I have fought for years here in town, not only with county issues, sewer issues, them telling me where sewers were or weren't, and where all kinds of things. When I worked for Mr. Dewey, we was always fighting the county, and then we'd have to pull out a map and show them what was actually on the map. So anyway, there's a big disconnect that I can see.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, Brian, can I ask you, can we find out how this is getting past us? Can you see that?
Well, once it's gone through this license, I can't retro, but I can look into seeing why we weren't.
Why we're not finding out anything ahead of time?
I wasn't here a year ago, so I don't know what.
No, I was too, but I mean, they didn't really mention anything until, about 4 months ago that it came up. But otherwise, knew nothing about this. I know the people that own the property that you bought. Okay, he was on the town board, and he had to leave. George had to leave because they sold the property faster than the system was done. So I'd like to find out, if you could find out from the commission, how can we find out things ahead of time so we're sort of prepared, or what we need to do? If you could do that, please. Okay, anyone else? Kim.
I'm Colton, 675 U.S. Howard. I just wanted to add that although the residents, as I said, if we can figure out how to make the residents around him happy. But for me, I look at the increased people coming out here and seeing the town and enjoying it, and an increase of business, and which is good for the town and for everybody here. So that's just wanted to make.
The only thing is, like, what I could say about that, there isn't that much business in this town. And
which is unfortunate.
No, but you have Terrible's and McDonald's. You have the Roadhouse. You have Gus's. You don't have much here. Okay, unless they plan to build a lot of things, and you've seen it happen again. They'll put something up. It doesn't happen. And people only come to this place pretty much during the summer. Okay, so this is what I see in town here. It's constantly changing. Something closes down. They want a grocery store. You know, your dad. Okay, wanted the grocery store. We liked it, but they couldn't support it.
And that's the unfortunate part. So that's why it's good for business, and we have more people coming out here. They can see how much we love this town and enjoy the area. And that's why that's one of the good things that can come out of this. So we figure out how to live with it and work around it if he still gets the permits that's needed and licensed. And we understand and get benefits out of it.
So what happens if something bad happens?
Something bad always happens in this world, unfortunately. You can't go through life.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, next we're going to discuss adding American flags along Highway 95 and Searchlight. I know Janice had things, but I guess no one else knows what they are. Okay. Okay, next, discuss the possibility. We've already talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've already talked this. Okay, discuss the review of the ordinance to update the parking requirements and parking lot design standards and a unified development code and direct staff accordingly.
I read that, and it primarily is for Vegas, and I move that we accept what they request.
Mm-hmm. Because it really doesn't apply to us. Okay, do I have a motion then?
I make the motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, zero. Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council or board wishes to extend a lengthy presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. any questions on this one? Any new things that we don't know?
Jane Owens, Lake Nevada. One thing we've discussed in the past, I've brought up, is about the Burley Gentry doing park, the community park. And so, because I wanted to find out if anything had gone forward with that anywhere, I emailed Jane Pike, who's the director of Clark County Parks and Recreation, and naming the Searchlight Park Burley Gentry Viewing Park. And I said, please advise if any or what progress has been made on the Searchlight Town Advisory Board's request to name the Searchlight Park located between Lincoln and Nevada Streets in memory of Burley Gentry Viewing. Burley was appointed to serve on the original Clark County Parks and Recreation Commission. Burley was instrumental in contacting the property owners to sell their property to the county so the park could be created along this space for the fire department. The Searchlight Museum Guild, which he was also a member of the Searchlight Fire Department and ambulance crew. And the Searchlight Museum Guild has offered to pay for the plaque if need be. The request was made several months ago. Sincerely, Jerry McRover. So I do want you to know that I did that to pass that on. Another thing is about the archival closet. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Paul Brian Paulson for getting me appointed to the committee with the real property management. And we had our first meeting, and I have to say that although they're not going to be able to do anything about our heating, they are going to work with the mechanics of trying to get all the heat leveled out in that area. And so I'm pleased with that. They're also taking my suggestion to cut a hole through the wall of the present closet so we can enter into the new space, and also to add a window, if possible, so we can have a little bit outside light. A window like up on the back here on the wall, not a big window. And so I'm just pleased that we have made that progress, and I was able to work with the architect on that. So another thing on this, when I discuss this thing, this is a South County Land Use Plan Initiative draft in 2012. I'm going to give this to you because it also tells you, it's not the whole draft, but I did copy the pertinent parts. And it talks about also the noise levels that I keep bringing up, and that Searchlight doesn't have it. But this is issues in South County. It covers issues in Calvary, issues in Cottonwood Cove, and issues in Searchlight and Sandy Valley. There's quite a lot on Searchlight. So I thought you may want to take this and then discuss this at some other time or look into it.
Anyone else? Bill McGinnis, MCI, NNITIS, and 45 East Division Street.
Jim Colton, 675.
We can only have one person talking at a time.
We're a group.
No, this one person talking at a time. He can talk, and then you can follow up after him.
Okay.
That's what way they want it.
Okay. A few of us have come up with the idea to dress up the main stretch, 95, and we've talked about American flags, and we've also came up with an idea maybe to hang some banners, like 2-foot by 4-foot banners, maybe every other metal pole have a flag and then a banner, and we came up with an idea to try to get a neighborhood grant from the Clark County, and we have an application we have filled out, and we have a list here if anybody would like to sign it and try to help us get, it's a small amount.
Like a petition, right?
Yeah, it's a small amount for the money. It's only a $500 grant, but every little bit helps. And then the people signing up, it's a commitment form to come help us hang them, to take care of them, let us know if they're getting in bad shape, donate money. So it's just more of a commitment form to show that the county that there's a lot of people interested. So we'll have that at the back of the room.
Okay.
We're done, and we will send it in.
When does it have to be in by?
Ellie, this is just public comment. We, okay. There's no,
okay.
It's not on the item. Listen to what they have to say. Mm-hmm. That's all.
So it does indicate that Brian is the liaison that we work with on the project. And it indicates sending it in to Sue Baker at Clark County.
Is this a small grant?
Neighborhood grant application.
Yeah.
So it's for $500, and we priced out flags for 8 of them, spaced out banners. So it's $640. So if we get 500, then we would just either get donations for the difference, $140, and or we covered ourselves any shortage. So hopefully, I don't know if this is something that you would want to help us with filling out the application.
We can talk after the meeting. I can't do it right now.
Okay. But it's completed and we're ready to do it. We're just looking for people to sign up that would be willing to be involved and help in the program. And we do have to announce that the program is open to all Searchlight residents. That is one of the program requirements.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you, everyone, having your patience tonight because it was a different kind of evening. But thank you, everyone. It's a journey.